All right, let's get into the dates.
All right, my June tour dates, June 14th. They'll be at the Paramount Arts Center in Ashland, Kentucky, opening for Mike Epps.
That's amazing.
Yeah, almost sold out. Performing June 18th at Mr. Cheezel's Laugh Emporium in Atlanta, Georgia. It's in the basement of the Claremont Lounge. Not the Claremont Lounge, the basement of the Claremont Lounge.
And people, when they come to that club, are always trying to go to the front door. You'll know what to do. If you know, you know.
And then I got one more little action at Ricky's Swish House on the Centerville Trailer Park. It'll be at J-Rock's back porch.
That is phenomenal. That's a hard gig to get, to be honest. It's sort of one of those hipster things where, like, not everybody gets to go
there. You know, you got
to
be special. And, you know, you can get these tickets anywhere and everywhere.
Don't forget, for all of our tickets, you can pre-order by dialing 847-665-9238 before we even put the website links up. And I'll be at the Giggle Bucket in Gag Flats, Nebraska, June 12th through the 25th. Don't forget to come check that out. I'm at the Laugh Hole in Cringe Falls, North Dakota, June 17th to the 19th.
Oh, it's been a weekend.
That's right. And then I'm at Shecky's Last Stand in Akavaka, Mississippi. And I don't know if you know about Shecky, but he runs a great show.
Yeah, in Akavaka. I mean, could you ask for a better place?
Most people wouldn't think of that as a comedy town.
Jewel of the South.
One of the greatest comedy towns in America.
This is the Ministry of Silly Talk.
This is the Ministry of Silly Talk.
Thank you for listening to my daddy's stupid podcast. And remember, his head is full of doo-doo, so don't listen to anything he says.
That's very funny.
People are going to shorter and shorter intros for podcasts across the board. Yeah. Like, sort of trying to cut the fat of the amount of time it takes to get to the podcast. I have no interest in shortening the intro.
Okay.
I don't. I think it's amazing.
So who's this episode brought to us by?
This episode is brought to us by Shirt Cabin. We usually do that before the break, but I pulled up the papers. No, you were doing a good cue. I'll be at the Giggle Bucket. No, you're correct. We're here. It's the Ministry of Sleep Talk podcast, and we just start it and then do ad reads for very real companies before the break. How you doing, man?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm very well.
I'm busting. I've got stuff in my life going on. I'm great.
I'm busting, Jerry. The interim between the last time we podcasted and now, and I think a few of the breaks we've taken have, if this was a business, I feel like they would qualify as team building exercises.
Yeah, no, it's a little R&R, as it were.
Yeah, right? Well, and it helps with the natural rapport of things, you know.
Oh, of course, yeah.
It helps us figure out what's important, what isn't.
Yeah. It kind of gets us back to our roots in our friendship a little bit as well. Just goofing off for no reason.
I think everybody will benefit from that. So if you were missing us the last week and you've noticed it's kind of gone to once every other week, it's required.
Yeah, and at that we point. Also have, you know, jobs and families and whatnot.
So. Yeah. Well, and, you know, but who cares about that when you got this podcast?
No, that's true.
If you're listening, abandon those things.
Yeah. And only concentrate on this podcast.
Concentrate on this. Go to patreon.com/whatever it is and
send us your money.
Yeah, give us some bread. You have anything pressing you want to discuss? Oh, yeah. No. I'm sorry. We need to, we have a something important to discuss here.
Health Watch.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
If watching podcasts has taught me anything, it is that there is a certain segment of the population that has an endless appetite for hearing about stand-up tour dates, the art of that, and Working out.
So in a journey of fitness, as it were.
A fitness journey, yeah, as it were. So I figured I'd bring it to the pod, you know. I haven't announced it officially online yet.
But I mean, we have a segment intro, so yeah, you got to bring it.
It's not in my act yet, so many people may not know.
I'm not going to burn material, but let's go.
Yeah, exactly. And as most people know, they're kind of... Anyway. I was going to overdo it there.
Yeah, you're going. Talking about jokes.
I was really ready to really overdo that. But I have actually been exercising and working out and such of late. And, I recently sustained a pretty major injury. Due to the amount of weight I had been lifting.
Yes, both of those impressive, the injury and the amount of weight.
And I'd been seeing this Dr. Schmilla, who has been helping me with some vitamins and, wellness routines. Mm-hmm. It's interesting, though, too. This guy told me to keep smoking cigarettes. Because it's good for building muscle. Good guy.
Wow.
Yeah. Good
nice.
Guy. Good. Good.
Nice. Do you have his number?
If you're interested in getting a hold of him.
Because I think if your doctor tells you it's okay,
I supposed to do? Just trust myself?
This person has $200,000 in student loans. They must know everything.
Of course. This guy. Well, and this guy's been running this clinic for a long time.
He maybe paid him off already.
Yeah, the big guys. Nice. The big guys go see this guy.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? Okay. So I've been cleared on that. Blood work's good. He said at least 6 to 8 sausages a week.
Okay.
Fried, preferably.
Yeah. So you need that protein.
Yeah, I think I'm on the right track.
Nice.
I think I'm on the right track. This guy's really helping me out a lot.
Putting you on game.
Yeah.
Does he also do gastric bypasses? Just I'm trying to see if he's trying to set you up for...
You know, what's interesting is right next door, there's this other place where they do like heart stents and lap bands and stuff. Hmm. I don't think that has anything to do with it.
No.
And he's actually been asking me more and more frequently to use this platform to tell people about healthy foods.
Oh. So about healthy foods.
Okay. Yeah. So I figured we try to educate people. And, if you're a member of the Ministry of Silly Talk, there's a required amount of employee training you have to do, but he sent me this in an effort to, he was like, spread the word about where to get healthy food and show people that this company has a long-standing history.
I mean, we're in the South, baby,
of serving healthy food. It's oddly beautiful for Hardee's. I forgot. Yeah. Don't talk during this music, because it's copyrighted.
Oh, so...
When the music goes up, I'll put other music on there.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Or we just mute it.
There you go.
He's getting himself a burger.
He's about to get splatted.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how else is this going to... You're a giant fat dude wearing an all-white shirt. You went to Hardee's.
White and you went to Hardee's.
I want to...
And got it loaded.
Yeah, and I also want to discuss this move. The way fast food taught us that eating in your car is possible really has tricked us all into doing it a lot. Because it's actually terrible.
Ridiculous.
It's terrible. You're not in a position...
You're scarfing down. You're not driving correctly anymore.
No.
Might as well be texting.
You're probably not even enjoying the food. No. You're just trying to cram it in your mouth as quickly as possible,
Well, it's fast food, so fast food is already garbage. But then you get to the point where if you do enjoy it, it's got to be fresh.
Yeah,
you set in line 12 minutes, so you get it. You got to eat it instantly. Like, oh.
Yeah. Now, it's a lose-lose-lose.
Yeah, it's net negative.
Lose-lose-lose situation. But also, funny watching this.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Spill the tomato on a shirt. All right, cut that out too. Hardee's!
Is that the way we want our customers to remember their visit to Hardee's? This happened because somebody got careless in bagging his order and didn't follow procedure. Hi, I'm Hope.
Hey.
And I take pride in my work as a frontline cashier.
At least I don't they know want the my customers to have problems working, because yes. I didn't do my job right.
Pretty sure my mom worked in the Hardee's and Hardee's in the 80s.
Thank you, ma'am. Have a nice day and come back.
Thank you.
I love to see customers happy.
That head turn was...
Go back. I didn't.
That was something. This transition... Because she has to, because she's clear. Hope yeah. is the theater kid.
Yeah.
Either at this Hardee's or in this town.
Okay.
Right. And she sells it with the handing the burger off. Because these are two separate scenes. This wasn't multicam.
Okay.
So she's coming back from having handed the bag and then turning to the camera. Check it out here.
Have a nice day and come back.
Thank you.
Oh, wow, dude.
It gives me a great feeling. The way I see it is when a customer walks
the fact that they even put that detail in.
Yeah. No, it's crazy.
The front line, that is. Idea. Treating customers right means more than just a smile. It means doing everything right, even little things.
Little things.
For instance, the way I greet customers, the condition of the dining room, even the way sandwiches are placed in a bag are all important. Like that. So let's
yes.
take a look at working the front barely. Line I mean, in a way that a long win time. Customers.
Yeah. Now, I do
when
remember the phone box.
I spring into action.
Whoa. The audio on that is crazy. Yeah. That was the mix. That I didn't do that. The video's not playing over itself. That was just the training video. Was like,
customers.
This is all the same volume.
When a customer approaches, I spring into action. And I've learned that a smile usually makes even grouchy customers.
A smile. Is that a smile?
That is.
Something.
I don't know. A look of desperation of some kind.
Confusion for sure.
Yeah, no. Yeah, just vacancy.
It's easier to work with. And remember, don't always use the same greeting. On our front line, we greet customers in many ways.
Hi, welcome to Hardee's. May I help you, please?
Hi, what can I get for you today, Mr. Smith? Your usual?
Hi, can I take your order, please?
If we know a customer's name, we use it. But the main thing is to be yourself and relax. Don't say the same thing over and over again.
She's like, be yourself. Don't, and just relax. Don't say the same thing over and over again. Remember to smile.
Don't do what I'm doing.
She doesn't look very relaxed.
No.
That is one thing I will say about her facial expressions and customer interactions. Doesn't seem very relaxed.
No, very
like
forced.
A broken record.
Hi, welcome to Hardee's. Hi, welcome to Hardee's. Hi, welcome to Hardee's. Hi, welcome to Hardee's.
Now in the
after
current
the
restaurant
greeting,
industry, that's
the
more
next
the,
critical step hey, is listening.
Speak into the microphone
oh, sorry,
and make
yeah.
this point on this podcast.
No,
about
it's like,
this
hey, welcome to CC's.
Or
coming,
yeah, exactly.
coming to Five Guys, whatever the hell they say. A lot of places just say that same shit over and over.
Right, it's actually more important
yeah.
to do that. You know what I'm saying?
The repetition in there, I think, makes it more uniform or something.
Yeah, I'm just getting in here. Because I'm dying over here. Thank you. But no, all of the... And then I did want to point out, though, when they're like, don't be a broken record... She wasn't saying that over and over
to
again.
To the same person.
Well, and also, they just kept repeating the footage.
Yeah.
How many? You could say welcome to Hardee's 60 million different ways. Welcome to Hardee's.
Yeah, and also you could just say it to every person because you always said it to the person before.
Yeah, why would the person? Yeah, what they come back and they're like, ugh.
Did you hear her?
I was going to eat this horrible.
But she welcomed them as the same as she welcomed me.
I'm addicted to chicken tenders and jalapeno poppers, but now I don't want them.
No, there's an Arby's across the.
Yesterday.
No line.
Yeah, yeah.
Arby's, no line.
No line. Welcome to Arby's. There is no line.
And we have the meats. I don't...
No, that's it. That's what it should be. That's what they're
of course,
like.
They should
be
like. Arby's. There's
no line.
That's it.
You'll eat it.
Why else? Yeah. Why else would you come?
How many times have you seen a cashier get distracted like this?
Ma'am, you want it.
This is not a professional way to...
Oh, there's a lot of... There's inferences here. Also, this acting is
it's on point.
Do business. Okay. This kind of behavior gives us a bad reputation. And we want a reputation of being friendly, attentive, and fast in filling the order. Remember, we're shooting for a speed record of 60 seconds or less. One key element in speedy service is filling orders in the right sequence. That means you get the drink first, then the sandwich, the desserts third, and last of all, the fries.
It's a good order.
Fat guys, let's weigh in.
The cookie is a little excessive,
I don't need the dessert, but if there's a thing, I do want the fries last.
Put the, fries need to come out of there the very last thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You want them crispy.
Yeah, yeah. And I want to get the drink before you start making shit.
I wonder what sandwich is in that
oblong. And that's right up your alley, baby.
You know that's that Longboy chicken sandwich. Hardee's must have had that. Maybe they may have had a double. They may have had some sort of burger. I feel like a distant memory
I think that was a Burger King thing.
Yeah, where it was like burgers on the log. Yeah, I don't know, but...
Yeah, that's something
I think that might be a Longboy chicken sandwich, which I have been on the record of approving of.
I wonder if we could find that, if the internet would even know. In the early 80s, what sandwich came from Hardee's?
Yeah, almost certainly. Oblong. Hardee's.
Rectangular, maybe.
You know what? Hey, can you go online and look up what kind of sandwich they would have sold at Hardee's in the late 80s and early 90s that would have been in a long oblong styrofoam box, maybe even earlier?
That sandwich was a chicken filet sandwich, and it had a peppery, slightly spicy flavor. It's a bit of a blast from the past, right?
Your voice has changed, and thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. And yeah, I guess my voice can shift around a bit, but I'm always here to help out. If you got any other nostalgic food questions or anything else, just let me know.
No, you sound like talking to a person now, and I'm really happy to hear that, and I hope you're having a great day.
I appreciate that. It's always nice to have a good chat. I'm definitely having a great day, and I hope you are too.
I love you. Whatever. Please don't come
I'm
to
nice.
My...
I'm nice.
Yes,
I don't hate
I'm
you.
Really a big fan of that.
Yeah.
That's changed. Anyway.
So, yeah.
The right chicken filet sandwich, boy, though. Yeah. And it is a Longboy chicken sandwich.
Yep.
Yeah. I got excited.
See, I told you we were fast here.
Stamp those out
when we don't
them.
Follow a sequence, we tend to get lost. Watch this cashier.
As usual, this episode is brought to you by Shirt Caviar. Visit shirtcaviar.com and use promo code OGA to save 10% per shirt on your order. That's what I said today. Go to shirtcaviar.com, and when you leave there, go to Hardee's and don't get shirt on your shirt.
Hey, also hit us on the hotline 847-665-9238. This is where you get tickets for these dates, people. This is the only place. Hit us up there. Let us know what you need.
Yep. And don't forget to like and subscribe on YouTube. Jump down in those comments and
We're on the internet.
Yeah. Audio available where you get podcasts. Stay out of the water and
don't get blarneyed.
Peace. She's having a lot of trouble.
Now, back to look at the list.
She's back to the screen.
Sure would help if she had remembered the order. Finally, the sandwich. And the drink.
The video's making me feel like I'm standing there at 3 a.m. and I'm like, I don't care about the order.
Sure, sir. Thank you.
There it is. Thank you. And it took 75 seconds.
Now watch the difference when we remember the order and follow the right sequence.
She's going to be the one doing that.
Here's your change.
Watch the difference when I do.
Yeah.
First, I get the drink.
Yeah.
Okay. What is that space there?
Then the sandwich, the dessert, and the fries.
Yeah, I mean, in fairness.
Thank you. Come back to see us.
time, 26 seconds.
Every time she turns to the camera.
Remember the sequence.
She's taking a look to her that you know she's
26 seconds.
26 seconds.
The time to the camera.
Thank you.
Here
come
we
back
go.
To
ready?
See us. Time, 26 seconds. So remember this sequence and follow it. Drinks, sandwich, dessert, fries. It saves you steps and your customers time. But that's not all. The right sequence is also important to keep the food fresh. Whether it's fries or sandwiches, never serve food that's gone past its holding time.
Okay.
All right.
Fair enough.
Ma'am, we're in the process of cooking some fresh bacon cheeseburgers. If you'll have a seat, I'll bring them.
That is Weird Al.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, that the time this came out, that was like women just looked like Weird Al.
And they went to these places, paid lots of money.
Yeah, well,
and this, well, I'm just saying, like, comparatively speaking, and that hair stayed that way for months.
Yeah. Oh, you mean to get your hair done? I thought you meant Hardee's.
No, I was talking about to get that perm. My mom used to get that crap.
Oh, yeah.
And it would be a thing. It would smell weird. And, yeah.
I think Sigourney Weaver ruined everybody, but they all just ended up looking like
Weird Al.
Yeah. It's an interesting thing.
Right out to you.
Don't forget about me.
No, ma'am, I won't forget. I'll bring them right out.
Just eat it.
If a customer has to wait for something to cook, I let them know right away, and I keep an eye on it so I can take it right out when it's ready. If you explain delays to customers, they usually don't get upset.
That's true.
Hi, can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'd like a big
whenever an order is to go, we follow the same sequence for filling the order.
No, you don't. You just went sandwich fries.
There's no dessert.
Yeah.
Well, there is no dessert in all of them.
Oh, well, I guess it's drink, sandwich, dessert, fries.
Yeah.
Drink, sandwich, dessert, fries.
So when she's closing, there's no cookie.
Okay.
Remember to lay box sandwiches flat. That way a customer won't be attacked by a blob of mayonnaise when he opens the box.
Still will be.
Yeah. As soon as he lifts it up.
Yes. Now, this brings us to another area where our reputation's on the line. Handling kids.
All right.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good. Yeah.
Put that in there.
Who wrote that script?
Yeah.
Harvey?
Yeah. Harvey owns Hardee's.
This could have been back in his early days, you know.
Just look at this little guy. His big chance to place his first order, and nobody's paying him any attention. Hi, can I help you?
I like a cheeseburger.
We need to treat kids like
and
adults.
And a fry.
Smile. Take their order and be as helpful as possible. Their parents are often at the table watching, and you want to make a good impression on them, too. Here you go. And I put your change in the bag. It's a good idea to put a child's change in a small bag and write the word change on it. Parents really appreciate it, and it helps keep nickels and pennies from rolling around. Now,
I have no notes on that move, to be fair.
No, that's fair enough.
No
yeah.
notes on that move.
That's the best way to handle kids at a restaurant, yep. for sure.
Those are just a few of the basics for earning a good reputation and making customers happy. But here are a couple more areas to quickly cover. First, teamwork. If you're not busy, help out a cashier who is. You can draw drinks or help assemble the food order.
This is a part that they will not train anymore. They do not pay attention to the front at all.
It doesn't really exist in this way anymore. I mean, no. I know it's nostalgic the way it looks, but it's like it's like over the years when they've redone the like dining room at fast food restaurants, it seems very specifically designed to keep you from wanting to hang out in there or sit down.
It's somewhere for you to stand and wait on your order. That's it.
Yeah, the restaurant part of fast food restaurant is over, but there was like this weird era where it was
because people would come in and sit down and eat, and now
and it was affordable in every socioeconomic bracket and acceptable because it's like okay, get the family together. We're all piled in the car. We'll go to McDonald's. Mm-hmm. And it caused a significantly less amount of, it didn't cost 20% of what you made that week.
No.
To take your kids to McDonald's.
Well, and now when you go, because I'm a weirdo and I go in most of the time instead of the drive-thru. No. And you'll notice they'll hit 9 drive-thru orders per one inside order. They don't care about the inside.
No.
And they're trained. It's not those kids. They're trained that way. It comes from corporate.
But it's just the changing of the guards where there's no... The restaurant part of the fast food restaurant is over.
Well, because what they know is that if every person who likes to go inside stopped coming, they wouldn't notice.
No.
The drive-thru still be kicking.
Nope. And they can just close that part down and not have to worry about it and just have the driver open.
DoorDash. There's flowers.
That's a Hardee's. And there is a vase on the table with flowers in it that match the decor. And it's Hardee's.
Would you be turned off if you went into a Hardee's that was impeccably clean with vases and flowers?
No.
No? Okay.
It would feel like a place where I'd be like, oh, this is nice.
I might sit down.
Yeah. Maybe this is a place I come with people I like and hang out in and spend money. But they're like, no. More. We need more people coming through here. Don't come sit in here. Nah, we don't have time for this.
Get in your car. Yeah. We have a window cut in the thing.
Get in the line. Yeah.
Finally, we need to have enthusiasm about our secondary assignments. You know, checking the bathroom or cleaning the dining room. I don't always love to clean up, but again, my reputation's on the line, and I use cleanup as a chance to get to know customers.
That's a good point.
Raise my hand quick.
That's a good point.
And there's going to be some trash I find in that bathroom cigarette.
Yeah, part of the reason why maybe they've done away with that part, because they're like, how dare you goof off out there?
How dare you goof? Earn this $8.50.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. That's insignificant. We're paying you per hour what we make on one sandwich.
One.
Now get back there and make 5,000 of them.
Per hour.
Yes.
Working with customers makes even sweeping more enjoyable. At least the time passes faster. You know, I'm not sure what kind of work I may be doing after college, but I do know I've learned a lot here.
Oh, you're going to be working at Hardee's.
Yeah.
You're a lifer.
No, yeah. District manager, maybe.
That's a lifer. That's a lifer.
Making customers happy, selling, even how to keep a place tidy. All right,
ho.
Hi, and I love it when...
Whoa. That guy came in hot.
Aggressive. He's leaning over. You can hardly see the computer when he leans
in. Yeah, he came in hot.
After college. But I do know I've learned a lot here. Making customers happy.
That's a weird way to enter this guy.
Selling. Even how to keep a place tidy.
Hi, ho.
Hi. And I love it when customers remember my name. Like I said, when a customer steps up to the front line, my reputation's on the line.
Hardee's Management Development Center. Nice.
That's a whole thing there. Gone.
You know, that was quality training as far as that era, I feel like.
No, and it speaks to a lot, too, though, because of, like, a lot of these training videos, the production value is a huge thing. And that girl was, you know, she saw that as a springboard into something else.
It was an
opportunity to perform in that Hardee's training. She might not work at Hardee's. If she didn't actually work at Hardee's,
she's actually
might be one of the most impressive performances I've seen in a employee training video.
Yeah, she might be an actual actress somewhere, bro.
Yeah, probably not.
Or she just might be a owner of Carl's Jr. Who knows? Because that's what Hardee's is now.
If she did work at Hardee's,
by now she would be rich.
Lifer. She's probably retired. With a yacht.
I don't know about a yacht, but
you know, a small boat that she calls a yacht.
There you go.
We'll be right back.
All
right.
chew. I chew. I chew. I chew. Climb up on my neck, climb up on my turkey neck. Climb up on my neck, climb up on my turkey neck. Climb up on my neck, climb up on my turkey neck. Climb up on my neck, climb up on my turkey neck. My neck, climb up on my chicken neck. Climb up on my neck, climb up on my chicken neck. Climb up on my neck, climb up on my chicken neck. Climb up on my neck, climb up on my chicken neck.
Chew.